You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 27, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Jeanine Pirro, a former New York judge and prosecutor, was appointed by President Donald Trump as the interim U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. This appointment was initially a 120-day interim role, ensuring the office could continue functioning while a permanent nominee awaited confirmation. She replaced Ed Martin, whose nomination for the permanent position collapsed in the Senate. The Senate later confirmed Jeanine Pirro as the top federal prosecutor for D.C., transitioning her from an interim to a permanent role. Pirro has been openly critical of Washington, D.C.'s crime rates, stating that violence in D.C. is out of control. Her comments contradict those of D.C. Council Chairman Phil Mendelson, who testified before Congress that there is not a crime crisis in Washington, D.C. This disagreement highlights a significant difference in perspectives on public safety in the Capitol. Ed Martin's nomination as U.S. Attorney for D.C. failed in the Senate, allowing for Pirro's appointment. While the reasons for his nomination's collapse are not fully detailed, it suggests a lack of support for confirmation. Pirro possesses significantly more courtroom experience than Martin, who had never served as a prosecutor before taking office. Pirro, a Fox News host and longtime ally of Trump, has criticized D.C., including its crime rate. She is described as combative and camera-ready, fitting Trump's preferred mold for appointees. Her loyalty to Trump, including efforts to discredit the 2020 election results, suggests a politically charged approach to justice administration. Smartmatic USA sued Fox News, Pirro, and others for spreading false claims about the 2020 election, highlighting her controversial background. Data on crime rates in Washington, D.C. presents a mixed picture, with some statistics indicating a decrease in violent crime. Data from the Metropolitan Police Department shows violent crime is down about 26% so far this year compared to last year. The Criminal Justice Coordinating Council's data indicates a decrease in youth arrests, with 496 young people arrested in 2024 compared to 641 in 2023. Despite these figures, the administration has stated it is justified in bringing the National Guard to help curb crime in D.C. Legal experts suggest there is no need for military intervention or expanded powers for the U.S. attorney in D.C. Jeanine Pirro stated that the federal takeover is about supporting the police with various agencies to protect everyone. She emphasized her role is to prosecute crime, not to satisfy people's feelings. The mention of the National Guard being brought in to curb crime in D.C. suggests a significant escalation of law enforcement efforts. However, the specific criteria or authority for such a deployment in a U.S. city are not fully detailed. Jeanine Pirro stated that the federal takeover involves supporting the police with the National Guard, Park Police, DEA, ATF, and FBI. This implies a broad federal presence aimed at deterring crime. Despite reported crime decreases, the administration justifies National Guard involvement. Jeanine Pirro stated, "We're sending a message with the federal takeover to deter crime." She emphasized that the federal presence is about ensuring police are supported to protect everyone. This perspective suggests a perceived need for heightened intervention regardless of reported statistics. The conflicting statements between Pirro's assertion of violence out of control and Mendelson's denial of a crime crisis highlight significant disagreement on public safety in D.C. These opposing views are presented without additional data or analysis to reconcile them. Jeanine Pirro stated, "I am here to prosecute crime," suggesting a focus on enforcement rather than nuanced discussions of crime trends. D.C. crime has become a symbol and target for MAGA, indicating a political dimension to the focus on crime in the Capitol. The differing narratives may stem from different interpretations of data or political motivations. Perceptions of crime can be influenced by media coverage and political rhetoric, which may not always align with statistical realities. Pirro's past criticisms of D.C. could affect her role as U.S. attorney and the community's perception of her leadership. Her combative persona and focus on prosecuting crime might be seen as a strong stance against crime. However, others might view it as dismissive of local concerns, potentially impacting trust and cooperation. Pirro stated, "I'm not here to satisfy people's feelings if they feel bad. I am here to prosecute crime." Copyright African Elements.